Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Gardaí investigating the disappearance of a child in North Dublin have discovered skeleton remains during a dig in Donabate. We'll have a full report from the scene. The Taoiseach says engagement with energy providers is needed over rising costs. There were discussions in the Dáil this afternoon, including a call for a full Dáil debate on the need for energy credits in the government. The call was sparked by Donegal Deputy Patrick McLaughlin. The trial of Soldier F, accused of two murders on Bloody Sunday in Derry in 1972, has been hearing legal arguments. We'll have a report from the court. And a number of non-emergency operations have again been cancelled at Letterkenny University Hospital. Later in the bulletin, Oisín's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the discovery of skeletal remains of a child in North Dublin. The discovery was made by Gardaí during a search of wasteland on the Portran Road in Donabate. Barry White is at the scene.
The boy, who has been named as Daniel Arabose, is understood to have been aged between 2.5 and 3 years old when he was last known to be alive. He would now be 7 years old. Gardaí confirmed this afternoon that skeletal remains have been discovered here at an area of wasteland on the Portran Road near Donabate. The search by a huge team of investigators has been ongoing for just over 2 weeks. The remains will be exhumed and the Garda Technical Bureau will conduct a forensic examination of the area where the body was found. DNA samples will also be taken to confirm the child's identity. Meanwhile, the local priest in the area, Augustine Fochette, says while there's a sense of shock in the village, there is a sense of relief that the child's remains have been found.
A lovely kid, you know, looking at him, and in a bright future ahead and all that. Now, you know, everything is gone. So, you know, it is heartbreaking to see the picture of the baby. There's a sense of disbelief and also a sigh of relief, you know, You know, for some weeks now, I've been anxious. You know, and people have been, you know, wondering, you know, what is going to happen next.
This afternoon, locals have also been laying flowers close to where the remains were found. Barry White in Donabate, North County Dublin.
Children's Minister Norma Foley says the death of a child is always heartbreaking and upsetting.
Any child to go missing, any harm to befall a child at any point in time is heartbreaking, and it does deserve, and it is important that there would be investigation to get to the, you know, to the root of it and the causation of it.
The Taoiseach says engagement with energy providers is necessary over rising costs. It's after a number of companies announced price hikes heading into the winter. Donegal Deputy Patrick McLaughlin called for an urgent debate on the decision not to include energy credits in the forthcoming budget.
Taoiseach, the energy companies are lining up to fleece customers again. There's going to be big increases after increases. You're steadfastly refusing to introduce an energy credit again in the budget. We need an urgent debate in this House about your failure to get a grip of the energy companies and fleecing customers. Not only that, right across the cost of living crisis, and why you're refusing to introduce energy credits in the budget. We need an urgent debate in the next, today preferably, but certainly tomorrow. It needs to happen.
The issue was also raised by the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald. Micheál Martin told her that targeted supports will be included in the budget next month. He also called on energy companies to understand the pressure their customers are under.
Some of these companies are making significant profits. I think we need an engagement with the companies.
We'll go and engage
and
with
in particular,
them.
We should focus in on the companies ensuring that people under pressure and people in low incomes are treated appropriately. And there will be supports in the budget for those most in need. We will be targeting resources towards those who will be impacted the most.
The trial of Soldier F, accused of two murders on Bloody Sunday in Derry in 1972, has been hearing legal arguments about whether military statements can be used as evidence. He's also charged with 5 attempted murders. Chelsea Keeley has more.
Today's proceedings have been about technical legal matters involving historical statements made by soldiers known as G and H. Soldier F was back in court today behind a curtain to keep his identity anonymous, while victims' families were watching the non-jury trial from the viewing gallery, while veteran supporters have been outside court. The trial continues tomorrow.
A number of non-emergency operations have again been cancelled at Letterkenny University Hospital. In a statement this afternoon, management said the hospital is extremely busy again today, and due to the pressure on the site and on bed capacity, they're postponing some elective procedures. Urgent, time-sensitive cases are being prioritised. Patients were being contacted directly if their procedure is to be postponed. The INMO, meanwhile, is calling for urgent action to radically reduce the number of patients on trolleys in the west and northwest. This morning, there were 72 admitted patients awaiting beds at Letterkenny and Sligo on what is World Patient Safety Day. 22 of the patients were in Letterkenny, 50 in Sligo. The Assistant Director for Industrial Relations for the Western Region with the INMO is Colin Porter. He says nurses and midwives in Galway, Mayo, Sligo and Letterkenny are facing into another winter where they're going to be left in impossible and often dangerous care environments.
So the west and northwest, there is 155 patients on trolleys this morning, and over the past month there has been 1973 patients that have been treated on trolleys in the west and northwest, which is obviously very alarming to for the patients and for the staff, but particularly it's deeply unsafe for our members who are practicing in such environment. And as you said, like, this isn't a new problem, it's actually a worsening crisis, and I suppose what we're calling for is some urgent action from the HSE. It demands urgent action from the Department of Health and the Health Minister's department. So, I mean, you know, there does need to be an immediate de-escalation to reduce the number of patients on trolleys. I think another action that could be taken would be around, you know, the implementation of the safe staffing framework, which, you know, dictates what the number of nurses are needed to safely deliver care. We know that that's not implemented entirely across all the hospitals in the west and northwest. I think that's something within the remit of the HSE west and northwest that they could undertake. And I think most importantly that they need to engage with the frontline staff to ensure that, you know, safe standards of care are delivered, and what changes can be made to ensure that they can deliver that.
And that was Colin Porter of the INMO. The Cian Chorla says threats against politicians is a phenomenon which can be no longer be ignored. It follows a number of violent threats made against Taoiseach Simon Harris and his family during the Dáil recess. Rona Murphy says politicians' experiences in the US and UK serve as the stark reminder of the potential consequences of not acting on the issue. She's calling for concrete legislation.
And in the words of Barack Obama, our democracy is threatened when we take it for granted. I am therefore requesting a meeting with all party and group leaders with a view to formulating an appropriate consensus response to deal with this issue.
Buying a home in Donegal is the cheapest in the country. The median property price in Donegal in the 12 months to July of this year was €195,000. Nationally, house prices increased by 7.5% during the same period. According to the CSO, the median price of a home nationwide is €375,000. The European Commission is outlining proposals to take action against Israel over the conduct of the war in Gaza. It's suggesting parts of a trade agreement should be suspended due to the humanitarian situation in the enclave. There are also plans to impose sanctions on extremist Israeli ministers and violent settlers over the situation in the West Bank. The measures need to be approved by member states. The EU's foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas, believes that could be an issue.
Now it's up to the member states to discuss in the council. Which is problematic, as we know, of the lines. But what it shows, really, it shows that the public opinion in all the member states has really shifted.
Over 7,000 farmers in Donegal are to receive a share of the €183.2 million ANC scheme payments. Minister Marian Harkin says for many farmers, the payments are the difference between viability and vulnerability, and they recognise the unique challenges of farming in disadvantaged areas. A total of €17 million is to be issued to 7,035 farmers in the county. The €7 million allocated to transform the old Letterkenny Courthouse has been described as a huge step forward for the town. Donegal County Council received the allocation today as part of a €90 million national funding package announced by Minister James Brown under Thrive, the Town Centre First Heritage Revival Scheme. It'll see the iconic building transformed into a multifunctional education, entertainment and culture centre. Minister Charlie McConnellogue anticipates work will start next year.
Yeah, really significant and a big step forward for Letterkenny. Obviously, the courthouse, the old courthouse, is an iconic building in the town. And since the move to the new courthouse, there's been lots of consideration in relation to its best use for the town and indeed the county. Coming out of that and that work and engagement by the county council, I'm glad now to see that Minister James Brown today has confirmed the allocation of €7 million under the Town First Heritage Revival Scheme. And that's going to make sure now and see the old courthouse developed into a centre for culture, for education and for entertainment. And that's going to be really important in terms of bringing additional activity to the town, really significant in terms of people being able to avail, enjoy it locally, but also important as well in terms of making sure that the courthouse is an attraction for tourists into the future as well.
There's been a significant public consultation in the old courthouse over the course of the past number of months. You believe that the outcome of that consultation, what people had to say, will feed into what's going to be done there, and we will see a centre reflective of what the local community wants.
The County Council has really engaged strongly in relation to how best we can utilise the building. It obviously has great history. It's also a building which is protected. As a result of the public consultation and a result of this €7 million funding now, we're going to see the Letterkenny Courthouse play a really important role in Letterkenny into the future, and one that's very much at the centre of education, entertainment and culture in the town and in the county. There's a €90 million funding across the country today, of which we're getting this €7 million, and the expectation is that the work should be able to commence in these projects by the end of next year.
Minister Charlie McConlogue. Derry Chamber is seeking an urgent meeting with the InvestNI CEO Kieran Donoghue in Derry. It follows the resignation of Kieran Kennedy from the agency's board in protest at the lack of investment in the Northwest. They want InvestNI to engage closely with stakeholders in the region, listen to legitimate concerns and deliver concrete steps to ensure true regional balance. CEO Anna Doherty says if there is a real will and want for InvestNI to succeed in the Northwest, well, they agree with Kieran Kennedy that an increased presence in the city will be key to that.
We're really disappointed that Kieran felt the need to resign. He was doing some fantastic work there around regional balance and leading that piece on the InvestNI board. And we certainly, as a chamber, supported those similar sorts of calls that he made. One of them, not least, being that there should be a properly resourced and visible presence of InvestNI in the Derry office. So, it's very disappointing to think that he felt the need to resign in protest.
You, at this stage, are seeking an urgent meeting with Kieran Donoghue, the CEO of InvestNI, to put forward your members' views and to discuss this situation. You're hoping that meeting is going to take place shortly?
Absolutely. That request has gone in directly to Kieran Donoghue, and we hope to meet up with him very shortly.
If the intention of Kieran Kennedy was to shine a spotlight on the Northwest and get people talking about it, maybe what he's done has absolutely worked.
It certainly has done that, for sure. I mean, it's focused everybody's minds. That regional balance steps have been made. We know that, certainly through the Department for the Economy and InvestNI. But what we all want to see is that the pace of that change, it speeds up. Kieran's decision has potentially helped to expedite that.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find the perfect running shoe for peak performance at michaelmurphysports.ie.
17 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with athletics. Ireland's Andrew Cuscorkin finished 12th in the men's 1500 metres final at the World Championships in Tokyo earlier this afternoon. The Bob Riggan runner came home in a time of 3 minutes 35.87 seconds. Jake Whiteman has won Great Britain's first medal at the championships. He had to settle for silver in the 1500 after being pipped on the line by Isaac Nader of Portugal. The defending champion Josh Kerr suffered an injury before hobbling over the line in last place. Donegal's Mark English will run in the semi-final of the 800 metres tomorrow, Thursday. English, of course, is looking to make a first ever world final. In soccer, Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca believes they're back where they belong in the Champions League. The two-time European title winners are away to German giants Bayern Munich in their opening league fees game tonight. Maresca led them back to Europe's premier competition while winning the Club World Cup and the Conference League last season. He feels that's a sign of progress under the club's new ownership.
1 year ago we were playing Conference League playoff, so we are happy to be here. For sure, winning the Conference League and the Club World Cup help.
Liverpool manager Arne Slot says new signing Alexander Isak could feature in tonight's encounter with Atletico. The Swedish striker is yet to feature for his new club, having moved from Newcastle for €145 million on transfer deadline day. Slot says Isak is ready to play.
There's definitely a chance because he's in the squad, so then there's a chance to play, but it's, I would normally always say 99.9% sure, but I can say it's 100% sure that he will not play 90 minutes.
Kick-off at Anfield is at 8 o'clock and at the same time in Munich. Chelsea, of course, are playing Bayern. Elsewhere, holders PSG face Atalanta while Ajax play Inter. And from 5:45, Olympiacos meet Pavos and Slavon Prague take on Bodo Glimt. Barcelona star Lamine Yamal is out of their opening Champions League game against Newcastle at St James's Park tomorrow night. The 18-year-old superstar hasn't been selected for the travelling party as he continues to recover from a groin injury. He also missed Sunday's 6-0 thrashing of Valencia in La Liga. Manchester United have posted record revenues for 2024-25 of £666.5 million. The Premier League club made an overall loss of £33 million, but that's down from the £113 million in the previous financial year. More than 250 members of staff were made redundant in a round of cost-cutting measures, with part owners Ineos warning of further difficult decisions to come. Jose Mourinho is in talks to take over at Benfica. The Portuguese club has sacked Bruno Lage following their Champions League defeat to Karabag last night. Mourinho's been out of work after being dismissed by Turkish side Fenerbahce last month. Athlone Town women's side face a massive task to try and progress to the second round of qualifying for the Europa Cup tonight. The Midlanders trail Glasgow City 3-0 heading into the second leg of their tie at Las Woolen, where there's a 7:30 start there. In cricket, in the opening one-day international Malahide, England took victory over Ireland this afternoon. The visitors won the toss and elected to bowl, as Ireland finished up on 196, having lost 3 wickets. England would go on to hit 197 with 14 balls left to take the lead in the series. The second game will be played on Friday. In horse racing, Oisin Orr was in the winner's enclosure this afternoon in Beverley. He won yet again on hashtag notions at 9-1, linking up with trainer Richard Fahey. While in snooker, two Irish players are in action at the English Open later. Aaron Hill goes up against Ali Carter at 7, and Mark Allen faces Stuart Bingham at 9. Both matches are in the last 32 of the competition. That's your sport, Donald. We'll have more tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Oxbelly Lifeboat is appealing to people to get their life jackets serviced. Of 461 life jackets inspected by the RNLI, an alarming 61% failed. It's recommended the jackets be serviced annually. Stephen Quigley, social media officer and crew member with Oxbelly RNLI, says maintaining life jackets can be the difference between life and death.
Do your visual checks to see if there's any wear and tear, and then check your gas cylinder, see if there's any corrosion. The amount of gas cylinders we came across that were, they were actually brown and rusty. Wow. That was unbelievable. In the actual gas cylinder, there's like a clip or a capsule. It's called a bobbin, and it's like a salt tablet. And so how your life jacket activates is when you enter the water and your life jacket gets wet, the salt bobbin dissolves, and then it shoots a pin under the capsule, and that inflates your life jacket. And some of the life jackets, there was the bobbin was gone. There was nothing there. So if that person was in the water, the jacket wouldn't inflate. Check your air bladder, see if there's any wear points. Just make sure you repack your life jacket right. How often do you service your car? Same the life jacket. You need to service it at least once a year. It's probably your most important piece of kit on your boat, besides your radio and your compass. And it's a really, really important piece of gear.
And that was Stephen Quigley speaking on today's 9 till noon show. Following the court decision in June which overturned permission for the A5 upgrade, the North's infrastructure minister says the appeal against that decision will now be heard in December. Minister Liz Kimmins was answering questions in the Assembly from West Tyrone MLA Declan McAleer, who says the application by Agriculture Minister Andrew Moore to intervene to support the A5 appeal is also a very welcome step. Minister Kimmins told the Assembly that delivering A5 maintains her department's top priority.
We lodged the appeal, which is due to be heard now in December this year, and this is necessary, I think, in order to resolve the important points of the law that will affect all parties concerned. So, and whilst my immediate priority is the preparation of the most robust appeal that we can submit, my ultimate aim remains delivery of the A5. So at present we're working through the appeal and that legal case, and I think that would be remiss to say more than that at this stage, but that's where we're at.
And the Cathaoirleach of the Lifford Stranraer Municipal District says since the rollout of new bus shelters became the responsibility of Donegal County Council's road design team, there haven't been enough erected in the Finn Valley and Lagan Valley area. Councillor Patrick McGowan says the long-promised new shelters haven't materialised along the N15. He says he was assured at previous MD meetings that there would be progress, but nothing's happened. Councillor McGowan says while there are plans to upgrade some bus shelters, those along the main roads in particular need to be prioritised.
From Balfaith to Lifford or Balfaith to Letterkenny, that there's thousands of people every week, school children going to colleges, elderly people going to, you know, the various towns and that. And I see it myself here in Kelly Garden, Kelvin, Lifford, the amount of people that are standing, waiting, both young and old, standing in the rain, morning and evening, and no bus shelters whatsoever. It is ridiculous. Lifford has some, Balfaith and Stranraer has some, the Letterkenny, but Kelly Garden, Kelvin have none, and it is a bit ridiculous.
Looking at the weather forecast for this Wednesday evening, breezy and largely dry this evening, staying largely dry tonight with clear spells, lowest overnight temperatures 10 to 12 degrees Celsius, mostly moderate southwesterly winds, fresh at first in the north and west. Looking ahead to tomorrow Thursday, it'll be likely a dry start with some sunny spells, cloud increasing during the day, bringing showery rain with more persistent rain possible in parts of the region. Top temperatures on Thursday 16 to 18 degrees Celsius generally, with light to moderate south and southeasterly winds, veering southwest. And that's Highland Radio News. Let's take a closing look at the headlines. And the skeletal remains of a child have been found in Dublin by Gardaí searching for the body of a young boy who went missing some time ago. The Minister for Children says the death of a child is always heartbreaking and upsetting. The Taoiseach says engagement with energy providers is needed over rising costs. It's after a number of companies announced price hikes heading into the winter. Donegal Deputy Patrick McLaughlin in the Dáil today called for an urgent debate on the decision not to include energy credits in the forthcoming budget. The trial of Soldier F, accused of two murders on Bloody Sunday in Derry in 1972, has been hearing legal arguments about whether military statements can be used as evidence, and a number of operations were once again cancelled at Letterkenny University Hospital today. Management say the hospital's extremely busy, and due to the pressures, some elective procedures were postponed. The INMO says that the number of patients admitted to hospitals in the west and northwest but on trolleys or inappropriate settings is worrying. They're urging the government to take action. We're back with news headlines again at 6. Check all today's news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The original notices for this Wednesday evening, the 17th of September. The death has taken place of Marion Johnson, née Hohi, Doris Ross Begg, Donegal, formerly of Ballymore, Teelan. Reposing at Shevlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield Ardra, this evening from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock and tomorrow from 2 o'clock until removal at 5 to St Connell's Church, Kilclooney, arriving for 6 o'clock. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock on Friday morning with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Caroline Elizabeth, Betty Elliott, née Hall, late of Castle Manor, Kesh, formerly of Clonely Farmhouse, Kesh. House strictly private, please. Friends and neighbours welcome to meet the family at Ballycastle House Funeral Home, 101 Killadees Road, Enniskillen, until 8 o'clock this evening. A service of thanksgiving for the life of Betty will take place in Ardess Parish Church on Friday afternoon at 3:30, followed by burial in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Fred Fellows Foundation, care of W.T. Morrison Funeral Directors, or online at wtmorrison.com. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.